Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
The four lads wrapping up that set of music for you with the original version of Istanbul, not Constantinople. Later, a minor hit there for the They Might Be Giants. Before the four lads, some Robin Hitchcock went back to I for Cynthia Mask. Played some Pink Floyd before that from 1967, their very first single, which came out, would be like 55 years ago now, Arnold Lane. And then start off that entire set with a project known as Kilbourne and the High Roads, which was the project that Ian Dury had before he had the Blockheads. In fact, that band opened for The Who on their Quadrophenia tour back in 1973. Really didn't have much that they released during their time due to some record label issues, and things came out and got relabeled and reissued and all that good stuff. But that was their song Father, which might have been the song that Jay was thinking about, because it had an Ian Dury connection and the word lard was in the chorus. I don't know. If not, it's still a good song, something to play, something for you to hear. At least in my opinion. I'm trying to think what else I should tell you, because you know, I know it's 5 minutes past midnight. You're like, dude, this one you got to do the mock. Isn't it? I'm trying to get myself mentally prepared for all that. It is now that time of this program that we do a thing called The Mock. Before I get into The Mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined June supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. Again, you can visit them in Millville or call them up at 8-21-8484. That's 412-821-8484. Let's find some background music that will help inspire the mock. How about that one? Well, have you ever been mellow? So anyway, Olivia Newton-John going underneath the mock light. Yes, I'm trying to celebrate Women's History Month this month by focusing on female-centered artists and performers for my mocks. So I found a half dozen. I found more, but I'm just going to play a half dozen Olivia Newton-John covers for the mock. Starting things off with, which was the easy one. I'm going to tell you, I could just play this entire album. But about 4 years ago, Juliana Hatfield put out an album called Juliana Hatfield Sings Olivia Newton-John. So I'm not going to cheat and play that entire album. I'm only going to play one track. One track from that album. Honestly, I love you.
You when you fall, seeing you through in everything you do.
Let me be there in your morning. Let me be there in your night. Let me change whatever's wrong and make it right. Let me take you through that wonderland that only two can share. All I ask you is let me be there.
Watching you grow, going through the changes in your life. That's how I know I'll always want to be there. Whenever you feel you need a friend to lean on, here I am. Whenever you call, you know I'll be there.
Let me be there in your morning. Let me be there in your night. Let me change whatever's wrong and make it right. Let me take you through that wonderland that only two can share. All I ask you is let me be there.
Darling, don't you ride so fast. Don't you wanna try to make this one last? I wanna prove that I'd walk through fire for you. I know that you had a very hard time. I don't know the facts, but I seen it in your eyes. I'd walk through fire for you. And we have good reason to be afraid. Mistakes will be made. You know love is written in stone. I'd walk through fire. Through fire. Farms and alibis on flag they defend. Things too young to do. I walk through fire. So what do you say we get away? We fight this some other day, right? Love songs and lullabies make love water skies go by. Walk through fire for you. And we have good reason to be afraid. Mistakes will be made. And no love is written in stone. I walk through fire. Through fire. Oh,
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control. Cause the power you're supplying is electrifying.
You better shape up, cause I need a man.
Shape up.
And my heart is set on you. You better shape up, you better understand. To my heart I must be true.
Nothing left, nothing left for me to do. You're the one that I want home. If you're filled with affection, you're too shy to convey. Meditate in my direction. Feel your way. Feel your way.
You better shape up, cause I need a man. Satisfied. You better shape up if you're gonna prove that my faith is justified.
Are you sure?
Yes,
I'm sure down deep inside. You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're the one that I want.
You're the one that I want.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Less Than Jake wrapping up a mock with their version of Hopelessly Devoted to You, which I am. I am hopelessly devoted to you. And that's why I appreciate you listening. That wraps up a Olivia Newton-John mock. Yeah, that's a half dozen songs for you before the Less Than Jake. How about some Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with their version of Have You Ever Been Mellow? Beautiful South in there, which was I can't say a side project. It was his post House Martins project Paul Heaton had, or the Beautiful South, and they put out an album of all covers a few years back, and that was their version of You're the One That I Want. David Bearwell with a song he wrote called Walk Through Fire, but Olivia initially put it out back in, I think, like 88, and then David Bearwell put it out in 1990, and I believe David Bearwell was also half of the 80s project called David and David. Just if you're, like, taking notes. Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn doing their version of Let Me Be There, the song you hear in the background. Olivia, like, snuck it out before Conway and Loretta by just a couple months. So therefore, I call that a Olivia Newton-John cover, even though she didn't write the song. She released it first. Juliana Hatfield started the entire set because, you know what, honestly, I love you. I do. I love the fact that you are tuning into this little radio show called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster, and I appreciate you listening. I try to do it each and every Friday, live right here in the studio, encore presentations heard throughout the week, but normally Tuesday afternoons you can hear the official encore presentation of this show. So if you missed the mock and you want to hear it again, tune in Tuesday between 2 and 4. And you can hear the Olivia Newton-John mock again. Let me be there in your mind. Let me be there in your night. Let me change whatever's wrong and make it right. Let me take you through that wonderland that only two can share. All I ask you is let me be there. You just got to let Olivia finish her song when she's singing that much. So anyway, let's get into. Wait, do we get into more music yet? I'm asking you, and I'm not sure if there's an answer that you're aware of. But I think we get back into more music, right? Sounds like a fun thing to do. I think I told you earlier, or at least I thought in my head that I told you earlier, that my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, was going to go see America. And that just doesn't mean he was going to jump on Route 66 and just cruise across, look for the biggest ball of twine. He was going out to see the band America. And I had just played America a few weeks ago on one of my shows doing a My Morning Jacket cover, which I think they do a great job of. So let me flip the switch a little bit. Let's do an America cover. It's done by the Dandy Warhols. Yeah, it's Sister Golden Hair. It's the Viva La Mock radio program.
We'll try to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday. Myself undressed. Well, I ain't ready for the altar, but I do believe there's times when a woman sure could be a friend of mine.
color of
Brand new music from Al Harlow. The new album is called Now. And that was I Believe. Yeah, I Believe. That I should tell you what else was in that set of music. How about that? Before the Al Harlow, went back to the first album from Big Country. And the song Harvest Home. Gear Daddy's by request. Went to the second album for that one. First single off that second album. Color of Her Eyes. Name of the album is actually Billy's Live Bait. And I'm just going to tell you a little side story that in my personal collection, they issued a version of the CD that came in the packaging was a fish. Not a real fish. And a friend of mine had it years ago, and it took me years to find my version, my copy, but I needed to put that in my collection. Before the Gear Daddies, Camper Van Beethoven, telling you a story about a guy named Jack Ruby. And the Dandy Warhols started off everything with their version of Sister Golden Hair. Reports were that America's show that Eric Jackson Lurie went to was sold out, but he had his tickets already. He said it was a good show. So yeah, I'll have to tell you, my report came straight from him. We're still just rocking and rolling into the, I don't know, into more time. That's what I'll just say. If you've got a minute, you know, if you've got like a last minute request, a suggestion, something, you're like, hey, DJ man, what was your name again? Oh, Moxter. Yeah, hey guy, could you play this? You got a couple options. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. See if we can squeeze it in there. Or you can call me up. 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. I do want to remind you that adopting a homeless pet from Animal Friends will change your life for the better. Pets actually offer us companionship. They make us healthy. Why? Because they encourage us to walk and to play. They make us well by making us laugh. You can meet adoptable dogs, cats, rabbits, and more by visiting thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Did have a caller call in and say, Moxter, could you play something by the Gothies? I'm like, all right, let me dig a little bit deeper into the well for this one. Them covering the Fun Boys 3's song, It's the Lunatics, have taken over the asylum. WRCT, Viva Lamont.
I see a clinic full of cynics who want to twist the people's wrist. They're watching every move we make. We're all included on the list.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Nuclear, the
Maybe from the outside, things look alright. But we know it isn't so. 'Cause baby, on the inside, I spent all night counting reasons I should go.
Together, but life passes by. so tired.